I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama's legislative session gets underway tomorrow, and the focus is expected to be on the budget. The state's two spending plans were center stage during last year's session, and lawmakers are expecting another tight year this time around. Many general fund agencies, like the one handling Medicaid, are now asking for more money. State House member Bill Poole says the general fund budget will be a challenge for legislators, but he believes agreements will be reached.
In our general fund budget appropriation hearings, Medicaid asks for a little over $150 million new next year as compared to this year. You can kind of all anticipate then the discussion that's going to ensue in the legislature, because at this point we just don't have that kind of revenue.
Poole chairs the House Ways and Means Committee. He says he's optimistic about the education budget and the possibility of adding money to the general fund. Officials at the UAB Comprehensive Cancer Center are joining other cancer centers across the country, urging more widespread use of the HPV vaccine. Dr. Warner Hu, director of the UAB Division of Gynecologic Oncology, says only about 40% of 11- and 12-year-olds in the U.S. receive all three doses of the vaccine. It can prevent 90% of cervical cancers. Hu says in Australia, where the vaccine is mandatory and used by more than 75% of preteens, doctors have observed a huge drop in abnormal pap smears and in cervical cancer cases. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the human papillomavirus, or HPV, causes about 27,000 new cancer diagnoses each year. High schoolers who want to explore their future career options have a deadline to keep in mind. Today is the last day to apply for the Career Exploration Summer Camp hosted by the University of West Alabama. The camp is open to rising high school sophomores and juniors who are interested in a two-week-long exploration of new careers and college life. Program Director Sanquinetta Thompson says it's important for West Alabama students to be aware of their career options.
I think that this is a great opportunity, again, for students to be exposed to different careers, basically to be able to be exposed to college life. And even if some students do not decide to go to college, at least they will have a better idea of what type of career they want to pursue.
The camp will be held from June 11th to June 22nd. It's free, but applicants have to be from West Central Alabama. And forecasters say parts of the state could see some severe weather this week. The National Weather Service says Northwest Alabama in particular faces a high risk of damaging winds and isolated tornadoes beginning tomorrow afternoon. Now your forecast.
Some morning showers for the northern half of the state. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy sky for us to start the work week. Temperatures will once again be very warm with highs in the 70s across the state. For the overnight hours tonight, expect to see temperatures down into the upper 50s and lower 60s and a mostly cloudy sky. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.